sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. We cannot say that Jesus did not complain because he did not face the same situations as we do. Jesus encountered every situation, yet he did not sin. Therefore, he also encountered the temptation to complain, but he never did. Jesus always exemplifies what it means to trust the Father in all things. Through the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, God enables his children to do the same. May we teach our children not to focus on the negative, which leads to complaining, but to take captive every thought, making it obedient to Christ, and expressing an attitude of gratitude through praising God in all situations. My daughter, the fork. With shoulders slumped and a downcast look, my daughter Alex plopped down on the couch, crushed that she wasn't cast as the lead role of Belle in Beauty and the Beast. She was 13 and her life was over. Always a flair for the dramatic. "Alex, honey, it's not the end of the world. There will be other plays," I encouraged. "Right, but I'm a fork in the Be Our Guest ensemble. I mean, couldn't I at least have gotten Babette the Feather Duster or Chip the Teacup? I'm nothing more than flatware, Mom." After the first few rehearsals, Alex came home complaining. She complained about having to be there for the whole rehearsal when she was only in one small part of the show. She complained about people who she thought were poorly cast. She complained about the choices the directors were making and people showing up late for rehearsal. On and on and on, she complained over every little thing. I knew that all her complaining really boiled down to not getting the part she wanted. She didn't want to be a behind-the-scenes character. She wanted to be front and center stage. Wanting to reach the heart issue behind her complaining and encourage her with scripture, we talked about Luke 16:10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. To help her understand how this truth might apply to her situation, I said, "God honors our faithfulness with little things by entrusting us with bigger things. So I believe if you'll be a faithful fork, one day you'll be a beautiful bell." Because there is power when we personally testify to how God's truth has played out in our lives, I then took it a step further and shared a part of my own journey with Alex. Alex was familiar with my ministry of speaking and writing, but I'd never told her how it had all come about, how the truth of this verse had become real to me in a personal way, so I seized the opportunity. My ministry had originally begun with leading a small group of 20 or 30 moms, where I, along with a few others, took turns teaching on the high calling of motherhood. This led to creating the Wise Words for Moms chart I mentioned earlier, which was basically a practical application of the biblical principles I had learned from my favorite parenting book, Shepherding a Child's Heart by Ted Tripp. I found an address for Ted Tripp and mailed him a copy of the finished product with a thank you note, explaining how his work had inspired the content. I didn't expect to receive a response, except maybe something along the lines of an autographed postcard with Ted's picture. Imagine my surprise when I received a call from his son, who runs Shepherd Press, the publisher of Shepherding a Child's Heart. I remember his words like it was yesterday. "Ginger, this is Aaron Tripp at Shepherd Press. We would like to publish Wise Words for Moms." Drop the phone. Gulp. Resuscitate. Just before the chart went to print, I had an idea. At our moms group, my presentations were recorded on cassette tapes. Yes, I am that old, for the moms who missed the meetings. I requested that Shepherd Press list the topics on which I had spoken, along with my landline phone number. Yes, I am that old, in the hopes that moms might like to purchase tapes of my presentations for encouragement. I grinned from ear to ear as I made 5 copies of each presentation on my little double cassette recorder, stacked them neatly on the table by the telephone, and waited for it to ring. You know that verse that says God will do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine? Well, he did. Rather than moms calling to order tapes, event planners from churches and homeschool conventions began to call, requesting that I come speak. And so my national speaking ministry was launched. Fast forward 3 years. I had been speaking at parenting conferences and homeschool conventions all over the country and was entertaining the idea of adapting the material into a book.